Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Oh, hi to Geordie E on the beginning of that.
Lovely to have you back. Thanks
Hello.
So much. Hope you're well.
Do you know, when I was in the sitcom Hebburn, which is a northeast town, we had to explain...
Not Hebburn, Heaven.
H-E-B. We had to explain for quite some time, me and Jason Cook and the other Geordie cast, to the production team, etc., who weren't from the northeast, the sort of... importance of the northeast by female northeast dwellers.
Means so many, so it's like it's not even a word anymore.
No,
it's everything. It's an expression. It can be, so tell me, do me emotions and I'll tell you it in e.
right sad
e.
Shocked
e.
Happy
e.
Excited
e.
I'm good, yeah. Scared?
We don't even need a language
Holy
anymore.
Holy fuck, that was, I didn't think scared would go. That,
that's really
good. Really full after a carvery. Very, very good. Hey, you've missed your calling. Fucking around on this podcast, you could have been a top flight Hollywood actor. That was absolutely...
There's still time.
Nah, you passed it. You're joking, aren't you? You're joking, aren't you? What, you're going to be, what, someone's grandma? Eh?
There's always older parts.
Ah, yeah.
I've talked about this before. Mm. Maybe not on the podcast, but just to you.
Yeah.
So I've always wanted to do the West End, right?
Oh, yeah, you want to be,
Like, all the parts now I can't do. The parts that I wanted to do, I'll have to be a bloody, an auntie or a mum or a...
Old hag.
Aye.
Yeah.
Or like a teacher.
Yeah. Old hag who owns... Was it, you want to be old hag who owns pub in Les Miserables?
Les Miserables.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Madame Thénardier.
Yeah, it is.
I would love that.
Old Snarglier. Aye. Oh, well, good. Well, good luck with that. good luck with that. You know, we all wish you... Hey, I tell you what, there's so many exciting things on the horizon. We're doing that annoying thing where we can't tell you what they are, but there's some exciting things coming in for one Rosie Ramsey.
Kind of for me, not so much for you. I'm having a really good year.
Yeah, and I'm having a really good year because I am... I swear to God, I'll be fully retired shortly. It's fucking amazing, this, like. Every time Rosie gets a phone call for another sort of high-profile job, I'm just like, oh, here it is. Where's them slippers? Right, where's me day? I'll get up, right? I'll have a light breakfast. Where's me gi? I'll go and BJJ it. I'll come back, slippers on, wait for the kids to get in. Bath, bottle, bed. See you later.
That's
me, not
life.
Me, not them. Oh,
you can't do that forever, though.
I can.
You're absolutely not.
Why
retired.
Are you trying to kill my dreams?
I'm not. I'm just saying.
Why are you trying? I am.
Come on.
Literally, honestly, just horizontal. Call
Listen,
me horizontal.
If we are going to buy that chateau in France,
there's none left, man. I've told you. That show came on, Escape to the Chateau or whatever it's called, and that Dick and Angel, they got theirs for like £3.50 or whatever it was. And then all the rest of them were like a fiver. And then now every fucker in the south of England has bought one, done them up. Now they're millions of pounds each. There's no old chateaus left. If there is, a whole family will have been murdered in them. I'll tell you that
now. Well, you know.
Yeah.
My brother's a plasterer. We'll just plaster over all them bloodstains. We'll be fine. All right?
Yeah, paint would have done plaster, I suppose. It's really, really doing the job well there, isn't it?
I would love a chateau in France. Yeah. I just feel like I've married the wrong guy because you are not the doer-upper guy. You're really not.
You really don't get
excited about things. You don't get excited about anything, actually.
What do you mean? What? In the middle, like, Rosie...
Might have to remarry.
How can I... Go for it. How can I get excited? It's literally... you come at us at like bedtime. Like I'm going upstairs. I've put the alarm on. It's, you know what? You know, some of, honestly, to let everyone, to let you behind the curtain here, right? Some of the worst moments of my day are when I'm looking forward to going to bed. I fill up my water bottle. I get whatever you needed from downstairs. Your list of fucking demands that you give us, hot water bottles and whatever. Dummies and cups and fucking fabs that you're eating in bed like Henry VIII. And then, right? And then I come upstairs and you'll be standing looking at a wall, right? You'll be in the hallway, you're standing looking at a wall, and most people would think, "Ee God, what's up?" I should now go, "No, she's got a fucking idea above us." You know what we should do with this wall?
Oh, it's 10 o'clock, man. It's fucking 10 o'clock. I want to go to bed.
You've got
I reckon our Kev could put an arch here. I'll tell you what, if you let Kev put an arch on every wall you wanted an arch in this house, would live in a fucking Roman Colosseum with no windows.
I found a website that does round doors. Possible.
It's not a pain in the arse. Oh, man.
Stop ruining me life,
round
man.
Round doors. Where you fucking, who do you think arch you are? Doors. Santa. Where do you think you live in North Pole? What do you want round doors for? Pole. Like a fucking, the Shire. Frodo.
I would love to live in the Shire.
Oh, honestly. Fucking sick of it. Anyway, thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Welcome. Welcome to this episode. This is episode 256.
Ooh,
and
nice.
Without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. Hey, parents out there with kids about sort of in between 3 and 8 years old, maybe all the way up to 9, I'm not sure, but you might know this as well. This week's lucrative sponsor is that stupid fucking Mario and Sonic run that all children do that almost guarantees if they fall over, they're going to knock their fucking teeth out.
Oh, the hands behind the back.
Oh my God, yeah. It's that manga, Japanese cartoon, Mario Sonic Run, where they run fast and they put both hands...
Is that where they've got it from?
Yeah, yeah, so it's that manga run.
We used to do it, though, when we were kids.
I've never done that run, it's a dickhead's run.
You would have invented that run in your school. You were that dickhead.
Take that back now. Take that back now.
Look in the mirror. You have no idea who you are.
I'm going to tell you exactly who I am. And I'm telling you right now, running with your arms behind your back, stupidity. I can vividly remember a conversation with my mate where we said, you run much faster when you move your arms with your hands like that, with your palms flat and fingers outstretched, rather than fists, because the wind slows your fists down.
So you were watching Blade Runner.
I would run like T-1000. I was... Why would I be watching Blade Runner?
I've never actually seen it.
It's not about running. I'll just tell you.
It's not... What the fuck's it about then?
But it's not about fucking running.
It's not... Right.
Sorry, you've done it again. You haven't done one of these for a while. Sorry, my nose is running. Is it bleeding?
Runner is not about running. What's it about?
I nearly missed it. It was one of them moments where you said it, and it was so stupid. I nearly went past it. So I said that I was running with my hands. So everyone, I'm picturing
everyone heard you.
Your hand like a frying pan.
Yeah.
Hands outstretched like a palm, like you're playing
like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, yeah. And you, my nose is running uncontrollably because my brain is actually under friction by what you've just said.
Oh my God.
And you said, so you must have been watching Blade Runner. And I quickly said, no, T-1000. And then I realised...
What's T-1000? Terminator.
Yeah, it's the...
I've seen that.
Liquid metal. Terminator.
Mince pies when he gets shot.
Looks like mince pie things. Yeah, great. You think Blade Runner is about someone who runs with their hands out?
I mean, yes. Or swords? What's it about? I don't know. You put it on when we first met, do you remember? And I made you turn it off.
Yeah. You couldn't get your head around
really
it.
Really bored.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No. You're what
disgrace.
Is it about then?
You're disgraced.
Is it about time travel?
No.
Is it about... What? I don't know. What's it about? Sci-fi?
It is sci-fi.
Right.
Yes.
I do like sci-fi. I just couldn't get away with it.
What
is it? Tell us just
Blade
quickly.
Blade Runner. First of all, you're a disgrace because you're from the Northeast. You're from South Shields. Ridley Scott of South Shields, although he never mentions it. Don't know why. He made Blade Runner.
Okay.
With Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on a book called Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep by Philip K. Dick.
Right.
Which I've also read. And it's about a Blade Runner is a cop in the future whose specific job is to hunt down replicants, i.e. false humans, engineered humans, who've gone rogue.
Does
he's
run?
He's a Blade Runner. He might advance to a light jog at a couple
so
of points in the film.
So there is a bit of running.
Well, alright, so you win.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for that. I will watch, I need to watch the new one, actually.
You need to watch the old one first.
Okay, I think I would appreciate it now. I went through a bit of a stage in my life where I didn't really want to watch stuff like that.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
When I was younger, Crossroads was more my vibe.
Got you.
Yeah.
Is that the Britney Spears
film? Britney Spears one, yeah.
Great, good chat.
Mandy Moore, yeah. Finding Hope. That was quite good.
I've stopped listening.
Yeah, let's crack on.
Great.
It's 11:11.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. More bullshit.
Just as bullshit as Blade Runner.
It's actually quite anti-capitalist, quite philosophical film. No. Gets you
anyway, you would have been that dickhead at school who put the coats over the hood and ran like that.
You put your coat over your head like that, with your arms outstretched, you're like half an umbrella, you lean into the wind.
Yeah, what if you fell over, though?
The wind held you up.
All right, it's July the 4th.
Right, well, I wouldn't do it on 4th. Independence Day, you think I'm wasting time doing that? I won't have my coat, I don't have my bloody hand on my heart, and I'll be standing up singing the American National Anthem. That's what I'll be doing on July the 4th. How dare you?
Punching aliens.
Or fighting aliens. Welcome to Earth. Oh, God. Play the intro. Oh, God, I'm going to, honestly.
It's painful, isn't it? Oh. We had a fight about the jingle, jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle. Babadoo, 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 ba. Jingle! Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Speaking just in the intro there of like films and popular culture, etc., etc. I don't know if this is a good thing or this is like a terrible thing. Rafe was at my mum's last week.
Okay.
And my mum came back and she was like, oh we were going through letters.
Letters?
Putting
letters,
like magnetic letters on the fridge.
Oh,
and they were
right,
going through letters. And not he's three, he doesn't really know his letters. Guess which one he knew?
A letter on its own. S?
Nope.
C?
No, I mean, I'll just tell you.
Okay. Could be. Hold on, I've got 22 more guesses. A?
There's 26 letters.
I've got 24 more guesses. B? I was going to leave two. Well, I wasn't going to go Z.
Can I just tell you?
And I wasn't going to go O.
Can I just tell you?
Z.
Sorry. He recognised the red N.
Right.
And then my mum held it up. She went, ooh, what's this? And he went, Netflix?
That's dreadful.
I know.
Don't put that out. Get this, edit that off the podcast. That's the worst parenting I've ever heard in my life.
Netflix?
Wow.
But then at the same time, I'm like, oh, actually, that's quite clever because he's recognised it. Wow. When he goes on his switch, he goes, Sega.
Yeah, well, I got Sonic the idea. Sega.
Bit annoyed that you've introduced a switch into his life.
Yes.
So anytime he has a tantrum about it, it's all on you.
His brother sits there on a switch. You can't not let him have a switch.
Yes, you can.
There's a spare one. I've got one. Rob's got one. And, you know, he's quite good on it, to be fair. He knows what he's doing.
Of course he does.
Yeah, he's really good on it. Netflix. Dreadful parent, that. Shocking.
There's a lot of good things on Netflix for kids.
Yeah, lots
of good stuff.
As long as he doesn't start recognising the P and the H from Pornhub, I think we're fine.
Well, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, that's grim. How are you?
I'm good. I made myself all sad with that joke, but I'm good. I am very good. Mm-hmm. I'm good. Good today. Very nice. You good?
I'm really good. Mm-hmm. We've still been cold tubbing it, like cold tub wankers.
Cold tub wankers. Very much enjoying it.
I hate to say it. Honestly, it's actually quite good.
I love it. I love it. Although, one of the lads at the gym who's got quite a talent for shitting on stuff.
Yeah.
Me and two other lads were talking about it, and the head of the gym was just like, oh, you went, I cold tubs. Right, that's something in the morning that people who want tough do to make themselves feel tough. And then I was like, what? I was like, whatever. And then he walked off, and I was like, oh, fuck, he might be right.
Do you think it makes you feel tough, though?
I think it's because you get over like you don't want to do it and you're scared to do it and you get in and it's horrible, but you get through it and then you're like, yes. I think it's sort of supposed to give you like a I'm on top of the mountain, I can conquer the day kind of vibe.
Do you know why I do it?
Why?
Because I'd get in, I get out straight away, I go in our ensuite in my bedroom because we've got the ice tubs off our bedroom.
Yeah.
I go into the ensuite, I take my costume off, my tits look unbelievable.
Well,
my nipples are hard and they're really tight, so they look a bit smaller.
Right.
And it firms up your boobs for like only about 10 seconds and then they kind of go back down. But for them 10 seconds, I'm like, wow.
Really?
They look quite nice, yeah.
Well, on the absolute flip side, after an ice bath, my penis is the most pathetic sight you've ever seen in your life. Bollocks almost non-existent.
Really? Do they just disappear?
Penis, even if I haven't trimmed the pubes, if the pubes are long, penis just retreats into the pubes. Gone. Like a fucking turtle's head.
Well, let me see next time.
No, It's embarrassing.
Please. No, it's just good. I'll show you my boobs.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, obviously that's happening.
But it doesn't last for, as soon as I've sort of warmed up, it's all back to just sag. But for them, so honest, amazing. For a little bit, tight. Like, so, they just, your body like tightens up.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Ah, it's great.
Yeah.
But then I don't.
So you just, you literally go to do it to go and look in the mirror.
I mean,
honestly,
I'm joking. But yeah, it's helped me sleep a bit better.
Yeah.
It has. And I've, it's just made us feel a bit better. But, you know,
I
at the same time.
I feel like such a hypocrite because I slagged it off so much. But, you know, it
is. I know, we both did.
It's what I do.
We're getting older, though, and there's, part of us is like, I just want to do things to make us feel a bit better. And we're at that time of life where, you know, you weren't meant to have kids this old.
Yeah, we
were meant to have kids a lot earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
We waited quite a while to have kids. Mm. And I just feel really fucking tired.
Yeah.
And I think if I can do anything to make us feel less tired. Oh. I mean, I'll not be doing this once the kids are older and moved out. I'll not be getting in an ice bath in the morning.
No?
Will I? Fuck? Absolutely not. I'll be getting up leisurely in my own time, sitting anywhere in my house to have a cup of coffee that I like. Mm. And just, yeah. Not get told that my breath smells of coffee. Not have to get people ready.
Oh, when I... The kids were sitting on the sofa this morning eating and I was in the kitchen and it's like an open plan kitchen dining area. So I'm not right next to them. I'm a little bit away from them. Mm-hmm. Oh, tell you what, you let out a sneaky fart, fucking hell on. Hell on. Sitting eating their crumpets on the sofa, I'm like 10 feet away from them and I fart.
Ah! Stop it! Disgusting!
Well, actually...
I'm fucking miles away!
Speaking of sneaky... Well... Just wait for my beef with you and your uncontrollable gas.
Oh, God.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So.
What?
A couple of episodes ago, you had a go at us.
What for?
Being tired and falling asleep.
Hmm?
Hmm? You did? You had a go at us for being tired and falling asleep?
When? In general?
Just in general. Mm-hmm. And I remember regular listeners and people who are up to date with the podcast, you will know that I went straight in me notes and I wrote, keep track of when Rosie falls asleep.
Okay, this was
Saturday afternoon. Or was it Sunday? Sunday afternoon this week, sitting on the sofa, we're parenting, we're looking after the children. I'd already took them out to the swimming baths all day long, had a lovely time with them, then took them out for dinner and came back. You, I'm telling you, fell asleep on the sofa in the family room amongst the family.
Yeah.
What do you got to say for yourself?
I was just really tired.
Oh, really? Yeah, is
really
that why?
Really tired. Yeah, I'm a bit hormonal. I'm just a bit tired.
Fucking, you cannot use the trump card of hormonal. Sick of that shit. Honestly, anything that happens, hormonal. No.
I'd swap you in an instant.
Sexism.
I would love you
Sexist.
To deal with my periods and hormones. I would honestly, if I could pay a monthly subscription to not feel any sort of hormone, I would.
Yeah?
I would, yeah. Okay. So, apologies that I shut my eyes for 20, it was literally 20 minutes.
A bit longer than that.
It wasn't.
Yeah, I think it was. It wasn't. But anyway, speaking of swimming. So, I had a little interesting interaction.
Right, okay. Before you listen to this, I mean, I hope you find it funny, but I think you're a bit of a dickhead, but whatever.
I did feel bad about it afterwards. But look, so I went to the swimming pool, and I didn't know what the rules were. I turned up. I went all the way there. It took fucking ages to get there.
A bit further away from where we lived.
Yeah, it took ages to get the kids out of the house, but I took them in a new one, because they won't go to our local swimming pool anymore, because they claim that they're bored of it now, right?
I mean... What a couple of twats.
Tossers.
This is what we do. This generation, we do too much with our kids.
We do too much.
We do. I'm sorry. We do too much to the point where our children are like, come and go on a different swimming pool.
Yeah.
Bored of that one. Are you fucking. You,
how dare you? Check your privilege.
Twat.
Check your privilege.
Aye. Both of them, actually. Twats. Both of them said it.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, yeah. So I took them this other one. It's a bit further away. It took a while. Took us ages to get them out of the house because they just don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Got them there. Got the car park, got them in this, you know, fucking trudge through. Get to the desk, there's a queue, it's a Sunday, it's heaving. And bless her, it's just their rule that they had, but it's a stupid rule in my opinion. But the last behind the counter, she was like, right, how old are your kids? And without thinking, I was just like, 3 and 8. She was like, oh, you can't come in. I was like, what? And she was like, you need another adult, unless they're 4 and 9 or 3 and 9. You know, one of them needs to be a year older, you can't come in. So like, I've come all the way here, it's took ages, and She was like, no, we can't. And I was like, right, what can I do? She went, well, can you get another adult? And I was like, well, what do you mean, can I get another adult? She was like, well, get another adult. Is there any way of you getting another adult? And I was like, well, what if that adult's got a kid as well? And I went, how old would that kid have to be? And she went, well, who are you talking about? And I just turned and there was a bloke standing behind us in the queue looking at us. And he had a kid with him. And I went, that kid? I went, how old's that kid? And he went, 10. I went, 10, all right? And she went, Well, yeah, but, and I just put my arm around the bloke behind us. I went, hello, mate, I haven't seen you for years. Come on. I went, what's your name again? He went, Tony. He went, hello, Tony, how's it going? Hey, me. Hey, I'm just, I didn't mean that. I went, yeah, I'm going to pay for Tony and his kid and all of us, and we're all going to go in together. And she just fucking glared at us. Yeah. Rightly so.
Tosser.
Rightly so. She was just like, really? And I was like, yeah, yeah, oh, me and Tony, man, go back years. I was lovely to see you. He's like, he played a fucking, hey, Tony, if you're listening, fair play, mate, because you fucking played a blinder.
Did he play along with it?
I mean, the selfie gave it away a little bit, but he played it.
Oh, no.
He played a blinder.
When did he get a selfie with you?
He went, oh, you, he went, you're, like, you whispered, he went, you're her, I think you're on. Yeah, I went, yeah, yeah. He went, can I get a selfie? I was like, yeah, okay, so we got a selfie. And she knew
was
that.
In the queue while you were paying?
Yeah, yeah, while she was getting
oh,
the wristbands.
Oh, for God's sake.
But it was more to do with the fact that I just really moved heaven and earth to get them two little bastards out of the house.
Well, I personally think it's a bit of a silly rule.
But what if I had a 9-year-old who couldn't swim?
But not just that. What if you're a single parent?
Yeah.
What if you're a single parent and you want to take your kids swimming? So whenever my mum has the kids, she loves taking them swimming, but she hasn't been able to do it for years.
Yeah.
She can now. The rules are different now, our local one. You can. Yeah. But for years, she couldn't do it.
Crazy.
But then again, I suppose there's the rules and...
There's the rules of safety. But I think, again, if you're a single parent, what do you do? But you know,
but not just that. Isn't there lifeguards for that reason?
And on that note, at what age am I going to stop being absolutely terrified of the lifeguard whistle?
Don't think that ever
When
happens.
Does that stop? Every time the whistle. I'm not even doing anything. I'm just standing there and the whistle and I'm like, sorry! Like... Anxiety.
Some deep-rooted trauma there if you get
honestly,
wrong.
Every time, every whistle, I'm like, is it us? Is it us? It's not us, kids. Keep going. It's not us. We're fine.
Well, it's a bit scary at ours because our local swimming pool is the same ones when we were kids.
Some
of
the lifeguards.
Aye.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah. Still going strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Scary.
I remember you little shit.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, God. But yeah, look, the biggest takeaway from this, Tony, absolute legend. Well done playing along. Maybe we'll do the selfie next time.
And apologies to the lady on the desk.
Apologies to both ladies on the desk who just looked at us and knew exactly what I was up to. But, you know, they did let us get away with it, which I did.
Don't say that. They might get wrong.
They didn't let us get away with it. The hands were tied by my arseholery, and I apologise. But bloody hell, we had a good day.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Rosie.
Yes.
It's back. By popular opinion. By popular opinion, by popular demand.
Yes.
It's back. Do you know what's back?
What, an orgy and something else?
No. Nope.
Has it got a name?
Different one. That's not that one. Something else. I genuinely forgot that one.
Oh,
it's a different one.
Is it the crisps?
No. Nope.
Quiz?
No. Nope. Right,
what
I'm going to stop you. I'm going to stop you there because I've got a funny feeling you're going to start listing things that are better than this.
Yeah, okay. Well, what? Tell us
just
what's
a dead
back.
Quick one, right? So many people out there wondering and yearning to know and learn the difference between a pond and a lake. So here we go.
Fucking hell, you'd really pick the worst one.
A pond!
I got more excited. I thought it was going to be like a biscuit quiz.
No.
Okay. No.
A pond, a closed water structure fed by the collection of surface melt and rainwater as well as groundwater. That is based on these definitions. A lake has a flow, albeit extremely slow, barely noticeable, but a pond does not have a flow. Thank you.
Mr. Ramsey, thank you so much for your TED Talk, but we will not be asking you back for...
Why?
Check up.
Oh, sorry. Sorry it wasn't very good. It's my hormones.
Surely. Wow. Wow. That's one of the worst things you've ever said.
Yeah.
Surely people know the difference between a pond and a lake. They're very, very different.
I didn't. I was in a park. I was in a marine park the other day and I said to Robin, I said, careful, stay away from the pond. I mean lake. Or do I mean pond? Or do I mean lake?
Oh, what is that actually?
It's a pond.
It's a pond.
Doesn't have a flow.
Right.
Did you even fucking listen to the definition?
Not really.
Honestly.
Not really.
Honestly. Fucking big pond though, I get it.
There's a field by, you know, it's been raining loads. There's a field by us, full of water.
Full of water.
Full of water.
Yeah, yeah. Pond.
Mad.
Pond. Surface melt.
Because it's
rainwater.
Got a flow.
No. Take the piss. Are you actually taking the fucking piss away?
Honestly, I've been doing it since I was at school. Don't take it personally. I don't listen.
You didn't listen.
I do
listen
not
at all,
listen.
Did you?
I really struggle to listen. So, no, I didn't listen. Didn't listen. Didn't listen. Sorry. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef?
Right. I had to pick from two this week that are really close to my heart.
Ooh.
So,
lucky me.
You can go first.
You went out for a curry the other night with your mates. Didn't put it anywhere, but he does go out all the time.
No, there's no evidence of that. I don't think it happened.
Well, the evidence is you nearly killed me with this. You decided to come in. A little bit drunk, but that's fine. you decided to come in mm-hmm. when I was in the bed, start mm-hmm. talking to us mm-hmm. at the side of my bed
yeah.
and fart just after you'd had a curry right next to us. It was so rude. It was so disgusting. It absolutely stank. And it was really, really upsetting. I felt like I could taste it. And I'd brushed my teeth and I was ready to go to sleep. And honestly, it's just so disrespectful. It's not cool to
I'm really sorry.
Don't do it.
I apologise. That is really bad.
It's horrendous.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I did that, you'd be mortified. You'd be devastated.
Yeah. I mean, you would do that.
I would not. I wouldn't actually. Not after I just got in from a curry, I wouldn't.
Yeah, no, that is something you would absolutely do. But I am sorry. Yeah. I was standing talking, you know, I was just like, I was like, I'm in my own house. But I forgot you'd be, you're different vibe. You're in a different vibe when you get in.
I was on bum level as well.
I'm really sorry.
Right, okay. What's your beef with me?
My beef with you is, just short and sweet one. Yeah. You've been doing this for years. It's one of my biggest pet hates in public. If I hear anyone doing it, I see anyone doing it. And
in
you
public?
Do it now all the time. If like I'm on a train or something, I've spoken about before, but you fucking love stirring stuff.
You said this yesterday. I don't understand.
When you're stirring something,
yeah,
you're like,
I love it,
go to town. Like, it's like you're properly you get an all access pass to bloody Stir City.
Stir down.
It's honestly, it's like you're making Robin a hot chocolate yesterday and uh-huh. you put it in a cup and he's like, it's like fucking Gordon Ramsay or like you just absolutely go for it. Like everything you stir, it's like scrambled eggs.
I find it strange that people don't like the sound of that.
Hate it.
So you get really irritated by people stirring their coffee and tea. I don't mind it. Oh. I think it's quite nice. It's like a little ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Can't bear it.
Shang-a-lang-a-lang.
Can't fucking bear it.
Shang-a-lang-a-lang. I quite like it.
Oh, Robin, I'm doing hot chocolate. When you're making a little vinaigrette or something for food or whatever, mm-hmm. you put like all your little portions, mm-hmm. you put them in a little glass cup and you're like...
Yeah.
Oh, God, when you make a coffee,
come on, then. Anything else?
Just, I can hear you, man. I was upstairs the other day.
Just say he's doing the bath and I put this stuff in.
Oh, do you stir your bath as well?
Yeah, of course I do.
A cauldron, like a witch. Honestly, you just, like, the other day I was upstairs and I could hear you downstairs.
There's a question. Do people not stir the bath? I've stirred my bath for years.
You stir your bath?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's really strange.
So you put the water in.
I don't rarely have baths.
When you put the cold water in, do you not stir it round?
So when we come upstairs, me and the kids, we're jumping around our room like lunatics.
Fuck up
and
my lamps, I know all about it.
That's great, it's great. Night out, woohoo!
You've really ruined them lamps.
Oh, well, maybe we shouldn't have so many.
It's not even a fix of just getting a new lampshade. It's actually you've snapped the top
of the
where
lamp.
The bulb goes into. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm aware what happened.
Yeah, you can put the money in my bank.
Right. Oh, right. Okay. Good. Yeah. Bathroom.
You can. Okay. I want the money for
it. Oh, fuck off. Those lights don't even match. Them lamps are separate heights. One of them's like 6 inches shorter than the other
one. Chris, they're exactly the same.
Don't you dare.
They're exactly the same.
No. One of those lamps is shorter than the other one,
I'm telling you. They're exactly the same. I've changed them. They used to be not matching, but now they're matching.
Right. 2 seconds.
The one that it broke is brand spanking new.
Right. You ready? I'm going to press stop. We're going to go. We're
going
to check.
I'm not going anywhere.
I'm telling you. Oh, you're not going to go and check?
You can go check. Go on. Do a video.
No, because I'll...
And if I stand up, I'll go at the toilet and I can't be bothered. I need the toilet.
Rosie, if I come back and say, yeah, they're not right, you're never going to believe us. And if I get...
Take a video evidence.
Well, no, because then you'll say, no, they're not.
Let's go.
Right, stop. Oh. We'll be back in 2 seconds. Right.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Welcome back to Shag Marry and Order. Rosie's going to take a moment to speak because she's just finishing her humble pie. Just finished eating her fucking words.
Right, okay.
How different are those lamps?
There's about a 2-inch height difference.
Mm-hmm.
They are exactly the same. They're exactly the same because we have had them... Because they broke the last one.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the shop and I bought
You've brought a bigger version of the same designed lamp.
I didn't realise.
The shade is much bigger, the lamp is much wider, and it's much taller.
Honestly,
it's like it's been inflated.
Didn't even notice.
You walk around with your head up your arse.
Yeah. Yeah, you are right. But
yeah.
You very much broke it still, though. It doesn't matter what size it is, you've broke it.
I'll be honest with you, that was the replacement. The way, if I remember specifically, the way this cushion was thrown, if it was 2 inches smaller, it wouldn't have hit it.
Shut up, you stupid moron.
Oh, God, when we walked in that bedroom and you looked at them and I watched your face as you realised you were wrong. Oh, honestly, I might have ejaculated.
Oh, good
I
for
genuinely
you.
Think I'd,
good, I'm glad.
I might have to go and change my trousers. Oh, that was brilliant. One of the most exciting moments of my life.
Don't bring me in.
Oh, brilliant.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public, public.
As always, if you'd like to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Genuinely, I know I skirt over this every week, but genuinely, please keep sending stuff in. Thank you so much to everyone who's ever sent anything in. It's great. I know I've said that a lot, but, you know, we've done over 250 episodes now. I like to, you know, refresh our gratitude.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've only just opened this morning, right? It was sent at 25 past 8, literally 3 hours ago today, right? It says, hi, lads. Nice. Not lad, but that's fine.
Why is that so funny?
I don't mind. Listen, hey, is it 2024? It is, isn't it?
Oh, shit. Fucking dog. No wonder you can't buy two lamps the same bastard size.
No, mate. Honestly, fuck my life. I'm in a hospital getting a procedure done and I've developed an ick.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is the ick, okay?
Right.
When someone is being brought back from surgery in their bed, all sleepy looking, getting pushed by the porters. The reason this ick has come about, because this person has said, seen a mint lad in admissions yesterday, saw him this morning being wheeled back to his room. Ick.
Yeah, that is the most... Nah, that is the most unfair... That is terrible.
So he or she has seen...
It's bang on though, isn't it?
It's annoyingly
it's
bang on, yeah.
Bang
but
on.
He or she has seen a
fit guy.
A good looking guy who he or she fancies.
No, it's a blog. He's not wanted to be anonymous. So,
right, so
I mean,
so
I don't want to say, but
he's seen another fit lad. He's seen another fit lad.
In admissions.
He thought you're fit. And then the poor guy's coming back from a procedure. And he's like, oh, look at him. Look at him all weak and recovering. Ick. That is the... Fuck you, but very funny, but fuck you.
Hope you get better.
No, I bet you look amazing you're when you're getting wheeled back, you bastard.
Yeah, that is so funny.
That's really good, really good. But I suppose to get deep here, evolutionary speaking, you know, that ick will come from somewhere deep down of wanting the, you know, the alpha, of wanting the most fit specimen. Do you know what I'm saying? To survive.
Chris, we all want the alpha until the alpha does the alpha and cheats on you because the alpha wants all of the fanny.
I know. Yeah.
So,
sorry, is that a direct quote from your science book? The alpha wants all the fanny.
Coming out. Is it 2024?
It's 2024
coming out
now.
Next year.
Great.
Okay, we've got the kids' book this year.
Yeah.
Next year is my why we want alphas.
Yeah,
why you'll get chat on by the alpha.
Yeah. The Alpha Wants All the Fanny, A Brief History of Evolutionary Science by Rosie Ramsey.
Yes.
Brackets, what year is this?
Brackets, what year is this? I'm so caught up in me me caveman times.
And don't forget, the year after that, she's bringing out our interior design book, How to Buy Two Lamps That Are Totally Different Fucking Sizes and Not Realize for 6 months.
It's called Eclectic.
It's called The Lopsided Bedroom by Rosie Ramsey. Why is it brighter over here?
How did I not notice them lamps?
Fucking fool.
No, I'm sorry, but how? I'd have bet a lot of money on them being the same height. I literally thought you were stupid for saying that. I was like, he thinks they're different. Because we did have odd lamps for a little while, because obviously they broke one, and they were completely different heights. I thought, God, Chris,
it was honestly. Well done. Everyone listening to this knew I was going to be right. There was no chance I was going to come back wrong from that. Some people, you live with me and you know me better than anyone, but sometimes you just forget me brand. People just forget what my thing is. A friend of ours yesterday, I didn't tell you this, a friend of ours, Vicky, she texted us yesterday and she said that her son has just got banging into Lego and she's just been given a load of Lego off someone, a friend or a cousin or something, or a brother, I think. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what she said, but she's just been given a load of Lego and the littlest one's been playing with it. And she was like, I was just wondering, do you know any good websites where it tells you what to make out of random Lego bricks? I was like, Vicky, do you know what you're talking to? I do them by the instructions. I am Will Ferrell from the Lego movie. I would fucking glue them if I could. And if I've got random Lego bricks, they go in a box and I'll never see them again. Yeah. The kids can play with them. Random Lego bricks. Get in the bin.
There is actually an app for that.
Yeah, it's shite apparently. Robin said it was shite. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, shame.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Just listening to episode 257, where you were chatting about which items are now in security boxes in the supermarkets. I may be able to shed some light on why condoms specifically are boxed up.
Sorry, 257?
What is it now?
We're doing episode 256 now. Unless I've got it wrong.
Probably.
No.
You get a lot of things wrong.
How dare
them
you?
Them lamps are the same size.
Oh yeah, no, this is... Oh no, this episode is 258?
Yeah, you idiot.
I've got this wrong? This is episode 258?
See why we had to go check the lamps? Everybody.
Oh my God, I've done it wrong at the beginning.
Oh my God. No, Chris.
Oh God. What's going to happen?
The world's going to explode. And then I'll write a book about it.
All right, aye. Does that not bother you?
What?
At the beginning of the episode, I've said it's episode 256. Honestly, Chris. But it's not.
Doesn't bother me at all.
Oh,
I'm not...
God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, well.
All right. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? What are you catastrophizing? What's going to happen? Because you've said that wrong.
Well, people are going to... Okay, what's going to happen now is people are going to turn it on. They're going to start listening. I'm going to say, hey, it's episode 256.
Oh, so you've lost all the listeners.
And they're all going to go, oh, well, this is all... And they're going to go back and then we're going to lose all the listeners. Well, that's it. It's over.
As a podcast listener,
yeah.
I've listened to half a podcast before and gone, I think I've listened to this. Don't worry about it. Okay. I think we're all right.
The title will still say... In fact, we'll queue it up in the title. This episode will be called episode 258, brackets, not 256. Chris, that's what we'll call the episode. Sword.
I don't want to call it that.
Fixed it. Hard lines. Can you tell me all...
Can I go back to this?
You're going to have to read it all again, because as soon as I heard that number, I switched off. You have to read everything again.
You think I walk around with my head up my arse?
I was trying to solve a problem there.
It's nicer having your head up your arse than just having your head... In everything, do you know what I mean?
I didn't think you would have an analogy there, but you've actually nailed me.
Yeah.
You've got your head up your arse. I've got my head in everything. Yeah, that's it.
We were chatting about why certain items are kept in security boxes in the supermarket.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. Condoms, yeah.
I might be able to shed some light on why condoms specifically are boxed up.
Okay.
It is less to prevent thievery and more to do with them being tampered with.
Oh, no.
I used to know a lad who worked a night shift in a large supermarket chain stacking shelves, and he would purposely stick pins through the condom packets and then return them to the shelves ready for some poor bugger to put them on, none the wiser. I dread to think how many unplanned pregnancies this man caused.
Oh.
I know.
That's such a sad thing. I remember when everyone went round, was it during the pandemic or before the pandemic, when everyone went round in America... opening ice cream in the supermarket, licking it and putting it back, and then loads of them got arrested for it.
Oh, remember
that and eating Tide Pods like detergent all came about at the same time. Remember that? Remember
who's been eating them?
Remember they were eating detergent?
No, I don't remember that.
You know the pods where you throw
in? Yeah. Who was eating them?
Tossers.
Why?
Wankers. See, title. Tossers, wankers. Because they're idiots. I'm sure in America they had to put a thing out saying... Stop fucking eating these.
There's no
payoff
for
die.
That, though.
Well, it was just, oh, I ate it. It was disgusting. But wow. It can make you really ill.
Yeah, it's washing detergent.
And then similarly at the same time, when COVID was happening, didn't Donald Trump say,
drink bleach.
Bleach cleans it, so can we not just drink bleach?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's episode 258.
I mean, I do have Brandon on his from when I did a smiley face with a lighter. So we've all done silly things.
You didn't even do a smiley face with a lighter. You did the stupid one.
It went completely wrong. It got infected. Awful. Bad times.
Yeah. Awful. Awful. That condom thing, it's like an ongoing storyline on F is for Family on Netflix.
Okay, what do you mean?
There's a character, a really funny character, mm-hmm. who he stocked condom machines, but he puts a hole in every sort of fourth or fifth
Shut
one.
Up.
And whenever he sees someone who's got a kid, he's like, and he like runs off screen. It's really funny, but it's stupid. But I didn't think, it's really sad that people actually do that.
It's actually quite hard to get pregnant, you know.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
For some people?
No, in general, it's actually a very small window.
Yeah?
To get pregnant, yeah.
Do you think people just hit it by luck, by fluke?
Usually. Obviously, when you're younger, you've got a lot more chance to get pregnant. But yeah. When we were trying for Rafe, I obviously looked into it properly. And I know, and it's a really small little window.
Yeah.
You've got to be quite precise. So, you know.
Did it, though. He shoots his scores.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you. I don't think you've said well done for that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's not
a... Said it. Thank you. Thank you. I feel seen.
You're ridiculous. Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay, this next one is like a first date shopping ick. Because we've been talking about first dates and stuff.
First date shopping. So then shopping on a first date. Tell me more.
Mm. Hello, Chris and Rosie. Hello from Newcastle.
Okay.
Please keep me anonymous. My best friend listens and I can't cope with the grief I'd get.
Oh, wow.
He's shaming me. Are you actually shaming me there? Just been catching up on the podcast and I just listened to episode 255 where Chris suggested going on a first date to buy shoes in a shopping centre if you have nothing to do. Here's one for you, but it is also a massive ick and maybe a good Rosie's Mysteries for Chris to guess at.
Oh, okay.
After spending 6 months on Tinder, I finally gave up and decided that I'd let one of the guys I was chatting to a chance to meet in person. Ooh,
oh,
that's
what?
Quite a long time after 6 months, isn't
six
it?
6 months of just chatting. Yeah. That must be some kind of Tinder record.
That is really good.
Holy heavens.
I've never done dating apps before, so I had no idea what to expect.
I'll tell you what to expect. Normally, Tinder, people are shagging within 20 minutes, so fucking hell, well
it's
played.
Pretty good, isn't it? Yeah.
My word.
He asked what I wanted to do, which I said we could go for a drink or something to eat. In general conversation, I mentioned that I fancy going to the Metro Centre at some point, to which he said, well, let's go at the weekend. The Metro Centre, if you don't know, is a really big shopping centre in Gateshead. It was once the biggest in Europe.
But yeah,
it's not anymore.
We've banged that drum a few times. It's not anymore.
It was really cool, though. It was when we were younger.
I still like it. I love the Metro Centre.
Yeah, they got rid of the fairground in there, which I personally don't think they should have ever done.
Metroland RIP shouldn't have done it.
Whatever. I thought, well, fair enough. There's foods, drink area. There is. Very nice. Saturday comes and I travel to the Metro Centre and meet up with, let's call him Cameron.
Oh, that's a good nice name. Normally it's like John or Bob or
no,
Dave.
No, it's quite good, well isn't done. It? Cameron.
Cameron.
Cam, for sure. I quite like the name Cameron, actually.
Yeah.
Things were very awkward at first, with the Northeast people being typical psychopaths. Oh, in the Metro Centre. Well, that's a bit harsh to say.
They went on the weekend, didn't they?
They
went on the weekend, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
That is a fair share, not as they on the weekend.
Great. But I mean, we were there, definitely.
General public, innit?
Yeah. So I asked him if he fancied going to get some food so we could be more comfortable, to which he said, yes, I do, but I need to pick up some new shoes first.
Okay.
Not thinking anything of it, we wandered to Sports Direct up the escalators to the running shoes area.
Okay.
So he's a runner, which is quite nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
Cameron.
Cameron can run.
There it is.
There you go. Cameron then walks over and starts gazing at all these running shoes like a kid in a toy shop.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Right.
Big smile on his face, picking up multiple pairs of shoes, struggling to hold them. I'm sat patiently waiting for him to get his shoes.
Sorry,
so
he's
we
struggling
can
to hold
leave.
Them because he's got so many.
Yeah, he's getting
so
all
he's
the
got,
samples.
Like, arms full.
Yeah.
Like a fucking pretty woman.
Next thing I know, he sits down next to me with none of the shoes and tells me, the guy's gone to get them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sat in silence. I glance over and see a Sports Direct staff member heading towards us with 6 boxes and puts them down right in front of Cameron. At this point, I was literally sick in my mouth.
Why?
He then opens all the boxes in front of him, proceeding to try them on. Just when you think it couldn't get any worse.
Right.
Mysteries, mysteries, mysteries.
Oh.
I mean, okay, I don't think that's that bad. I haven't been on the dating scene for a long time.
It's
though.
Excessive at worst, I believe.
Take Rosie Ramsey now at 37 years old. If somebody brought over six pairs of shoes, I'd go, are you mad?
No, Rosie, take you now. If you went, shall we go for something to eat? And he went, I'm going to get shoes first. You go, no, you're fucking not, mate.
This date will end very soon.
Well, you get a fucking sausage roll on the way is what you're doing, big lad, is what you would say.
Yeah. Back in the day, though, I might have sat through that. What else did I have to do? What did I have to get home for?
First of all, I can't remember when I suggest. Did I suggest this or did I just say, go
and
get
a nice thing
get
to do.
Something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you did, yeah.
Well.
Naively.
Right, well, I mean, I didn't say go to fuck. What's he doing? He's outfitting a football team here.
I know.
Six is very excessive. Very, very excessive.
Yeah, I would have said two or three.
Going with someone. If I'm out with me mates, I can't remember the last time I went to the shops with me mates. I can't bear waiting for other people in shops. Yeah. In fact, I've answered my own question. No, I'd fucking hate it. I'll go back on whatever I said. Similar to the ice bath.
If you were with a girl, though, and you thought you were getting a shag at the end of it, would you sit through her trying on six pairs of shoes?
Six pairs of shoes? Mm-hmm. No, definitely not.
Would you not?
No way. No way. Not on a first date. Because if they're getting six pairs of shoes on the first date, what are they going to be doing 2 years down the line? 2 years down the line, you're going to be sitting in the car park at the Merit Centre for 8 hours while you wait for them. Oh. You know what I mean? Six pairs of shoes on the first date. What is he?
By the way, though, it gets worse.
It gets worse, right.
What do you think happens?
Can't they analyse your run in there? Have I nailed it? I'm sure they're going to analyse your run. I'm sure you go on the treadmill and run and they look at how you're running.
This might be the first one you've ever got right.
Yes!
Oh my God. Right, listen to this. He then walks over with his first pair onto the little area that has a treadmill and starts testing every pair of shoes on the treadmill with the Sports Direct member of staff giving him a full rundown on each shoe and how they felt and what they did.
Fucking hell.
It was almost an hour I spent in Sports Direct while Cameron tried all his shoes on.
No.
By this point, I text my dad and asked him to text me, giving me a reason to come home. When Cameron came over after his 10-mile run, he asked if I was ready for food and said yes, and looked at my phone and said, oh, my dad's text me. When opening the text message my dad had sent, all it said was, guinea pig has died. I need you to come home. Let's just say I've never seen Cameron again. Oh, poor Cameron. Cameron. Cameron.
Oh, my God. Oh, that had everything. That story had everything.
I think it's very selfish to use the treadmill on the first date.
Stupid prick.
What an ick.
That's so bad.
It's showing off, isn't it?
Well, he wanted to show off. That's what he obviously thinks running's
so
really, really impressive.
What's he wearing?
What do you mean?
What's he got on?
Well, he's got normal shoes. Oh, clothes, you mean?
Yeah, well, he's got jeans on. What's he got on? He's on a date at the Metro Centre. What's he wearing?
Be beefing, isn't he? He's going to be sweating.
Jesus
well,
Christ.
We know now, depending on their age, we've seen all these people on dates. We said this through their week.
They're all in
black hoodies and Nike Air Maxes and
Aye,
shorts.
True.
You probably wouldn't
Yeah, but
realize.
I can't get away with blokes, like, you know, Rocky, like in the sweatpants.
Yeah.
I can't get away with that.
Yeah, sweatpants.
Your dicks look horrible. Yeah. Your dicks look awful in them horrible sweatpants. And I'm a mom, right, of two boys, and I'm 37 year old, and I'm looking at your crotch when I'm walking past you, because you all touch it. There's black marks all over your dick, and I'm looking, and I can see the outline of your penis. I want to be physically sick.
There it is.
And then I look at the girl you're with, and I go, tell him to get them sweatpants off. Horrible.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, sorry, that's just how I feel about it.
You're totally right.
I'm looking at young man's dicks on when I'm out. Yeah.
Maybe you should fucking stop.
I can't stop looking.
You horrible old pervert.
It's the same as women with really, really see-through leggings. You can't not look.
Yeah. Flesh-coloured outside of the arse leggings.
Or black, really see-through. I can see your underwear.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah. Oh, Cameron. Six pairs of trainers, trousers. He's obviously like, oh, by the way, I don't know if you've noticed, but I run a bit. Yeah.
You ever heard of park run?
Yeah,
I do that. Yeah.
How many steps have I done the day, eh? Fucking pathetic.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I have a shit story for you.
Oh,
should we do the theme?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's talk about shit, baby. Let's talk about poo and wee. Let's talk about all the good shits and the bad shits that have been. Let's talk about shit. Let's talk about shit.
With a little bit of shit.
Let's talk about shit. Shag married an Australian shit.
Oh, I was going to do me.
Sorry. No, oh, God.
Tragic.
Sorry. Do you want married an shit. You didn't harmonize.
Okay, I'll try again.
Shag married and shit. Go up. Go up.
Okay,
do you want to do the tune? I'll do the harmony.
No, I don't. I don't understand. Right. I'll be honest with you. Whenever I get it right, it's a total fluke. And now I've really put
you
myself
go,
on the spot.
Shit.
Okay.
All right, ready? Shag married and shit. Yeah, that was all right. Yeah, okay, well done. God.
I'm sweating. I'm sweating.
Right.
Do I get through the judges' houses? Simon, please.
No.
It's always been my dream.
Okay. Many years ago, mid-80s, I was serving in the Royal Navy.
Royal Navy.
You want to go? You're going to go to Royal Navy. You got little booties in the Royal Navy. You got your little uniform on in the Royal Navy. Yeah. Oh. Stop. In the Navy. You can say the seven sneeze in the Navy.
Yeah. So offensive to everyone who served in the Navy, but carry on.
Right, okay. So he's in the Royal Navy on a circumnavigation of the world. What the hell's that?
Going around the world, you fucking. Oh my God. Circumnavigating the globe. Going around the world.
Oh, nobody's used these words since the 80s, man. Get over yourself. In the nanny. We'd stopped in Sydney, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
The local girls were extremely friendly. Even an ugly sod like myself managed to trap three times. That's one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life. I think that means like shag, get a book.
What a
booking.
Trap?
Mm?
What an awful, unnecessary word for sex.
It's not great, is it? But, you know.
Change your lingo, dude.
He's an ugly sod and he's managed to pull three times, so he's buzzing. He's probably moved there. He probably lives there now.
Probably does.
All right. Anyways, back to the shit. One of the lads had copped off with a local girl.
Mm.
She took him back to her apartment. He was slightly hammered, but managed to fly the flag for England and did the deed several times, if
you
would believe
him. That's better lingo. Fly the flag for England. We'll have that instead of trap, you pervert.
He said here, several times, if you would believe him. We didn't.
Got you.
Yeah, I don't believe that. You know, I'm really upset with like films and especially like Grey's Anatomy, right?
Mm.
They're always up for a shag.
Yeah.
And
even though they're knackered.
Yeah, they're knackered.
Yeah,
they're always in non-call room and I really find it very unprofessional. And then they always make snidey comments like, three times. And I'm like, you didn't have sex three times. You work 36-hour shifts. I'm sorry, you're not shagging three times in a row.
Maybe get over the trauma of working there.
Oh, I just don't believe it.
Okay. Are you a nurse or a doctor who does long shifts like that? Because I know apparently the police shag each other all the time, so maybe they do as well. Write in, please, let me know.
Well, they're not actually together. They're having an affair.
Who?
The police, usually.
Oh, yeah. That's the crack.
The people on Grey's are like a couple. Married couples and stuff.
Oh, married couples who work together.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Oh, no, bollocks.
I haven't listened to the full thing, but Diary of the CEO had a really interesting podcast on where, this is a terrible way, you should know people's names, but there's a sex specialist on. She was very knowledgeable.
Yeah. Always a woman in it.
Yeah.
I've never seen an interview where there's a sex specialist and it's like, all right, this is Darren, he's a sex specialist.
Have you not?
All right. No, it's always...
No, there is some with men.
Really?
Yeah.
She was
really interesting where she was like, we watch things
mm-hmm.
where sex on TV and in movies mm-hmm. is like, it's always lust and it's always very like passion and of the moment. And that's not how we live our lives.
Yeah.
We don't like, you know, our lives as humans are quite mundane and not that exciting. So you don't get overcome by passion in real life. And that's why sometimes you think your sex life's a bit shit because you're like, why is it not like that? Because that's made up. Those people aren't even in a relationship. Like, it's fake.
Yeah.
But we've watched that for years and years and years, and we think that that's real, and it's not.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
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 Mm.
Our sex life is always better when we're not in the humdrum of our life.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because you haven't got the pressures and, you know.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So there we go. What's that on?
Diary of a CEO.
Nah, I'm not listening. Right, what were you saying?
Okay, so he's copped off with a local girl, gone back to her apartment.
Got you.
In the morning, he woke up and found himself all alone in bed. He joined the Royal Navy and he's all alone in his bed.
No.
He wandered around and could find no trace of the young lady. She's nowhere to be seen. This is not what I tried to do.
Right, no one knows what you're saying now. She could find no trace of the young lady. She was nowhere to be seen.
She was nowhere to be seen. Okay. No idea why, but this set him off.
What do you mean?
He assumed she had abandoned him to fend for himself. He's kicking off.
He's
having a little paddy. Well, he wanted a morning cuddle, didn't he?
Hey, listen, men want morning cuddles too.
Well, he thought that she'd just fucked off.
Right.
And left him.
Right.
Pissed off. Well, listen to the story.
Okay, then.
Pissed off, he decided to show her and curled one down in the centre of the double bed.
No, man. A dirty protest.
Yeah.
Right.
Little baby booba booba.
Right.
A little poopy in the morning, maybe. Folded back the duvet and got dressed. So shat in a bed. It sounds awful to me. He's just about to walk out the door when in she comes, carrying milk, daily papers, and a takeout breakfast for them both. Now, I know. Now, he's no animal, so he decided to do the right thing. Made the tea, ate the breakfast, and had her order a taxi to take him back to the port with the daily paper. Poor lass, I can't imagine her surprise when she went to make the bed.
So he just shuffled her out of the room.
He basically ate the breakfast and took a paper and then left.
Oh, the balls on that fucker.
Horrible, that, isn't it?
Oh.
But he'll probably never see her again because they'll be gone.
See, if that was me, I'd be sitting there drinking my coffee or my tea or whatever, and she'll be like, "You're all right, you're shaking." I'll be like,
"Yeah, because you're a nice guy."
I'm just going to pop up. Don't go upstairs. What do you need? I'll go and get it.
You wouldn't shit in someone's bed, would you?
I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't be able to shit in someone's bed. So again, when people see the shit places, so my problem is, right, and I'm going to get a little bit gross here and into the details, but I'm sure a lot of people listening, whenever it's something like this, a revenge, or, you know, I'm in a hotel, I have a shit in the kettle, or, you know, I did this, so I shat and he's this, I shat and he's that. I always piss as well when I have a shit.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry if they cover this on Radio 4 recently and I'm going over stuff that have already been said, or maybe on Question Time. But do you know what I mean? You always wee a bit. Like, so you didn't just shit.
It's disgusting.
It's minging. So there was, let's be honest here, unless he's, I don't understand these people who can just like knock one out and it's just out of one exit, because there's always wee going everywhere at the same time. So it's just carnage. So he's shat and pissed in her bed and he's got, one, it's in her house. So of course you didn't leave him. What, so he lives there now? One, he's pathetic. He woke up, he had anxiety. He got sad. He's away from home maybe. He wanted a little cuddle. He's lashed out like an idiot. He's pooed and weed, let's be honest, in the bed anatomy. Yeah. He's stolen a breakfast from her. Yeah. God almighty, I hope he didn't leave any. So what if she was like, let's keep in touch? He must have just given her the wrong number and the wrong email address, because you can't be like...
He sounds to me like an awful, rotten, horrible man.
Yeah. Wow.
It's an interesting story.
Still took the morning paper.
Yeah.
What a bastard.
Horrible.
Could have took the bed sheets with him and all.
Could have.
Can I take these to remember you by? I can smell you.
Oh, God, stop. Babadoo, 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 ba. As always, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Shagged Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, it is indeed. Thank you so much for listening to this, which has been episode 258. If you thought anything different than that, you're obviously some kind of fucking moron. If you want to send anything in, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. We'll be back in your ears next week. Thank you, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.